Welcome to another session of Thoughts for a More Sustainable World. Today, we will share with our listeners a topic that is hidden in plain sight, the one of modern slavery. One would think that, with the introduction of Sustainable Development Goal 10, of reducing inequalities of all forms, or the many treaties signed against it, that this issue will not be present in society anymore. But once again, our assumptions are quite wrong. It is estimated that this illegal industry generates over $150 billion a year, and that currently 45.8 million people are living under these conditions, 71% being women. It is quite alarming, isn't it? When we asked our friends what came to their mind when they were asked about inequality, these are the answers.
When I think about inequality, I think of unfairness.
For me, inequality is not having the same rights or opportunities.
It's sad to know that it makes such a big difference where you're born, what your gender is, or if you grow up in poverty or not.
I understand inequality just as uneven. I can remember gender inequality. I think I heard about it the most.
Saulia describes gender inequality as follows.
For example, women and men have different opportunities to make a career.
But not only gender equality was mentioned as a type of inequality, there were also other types discussed.
Inequality to me means unevenness. For example, look at racial inequalities. Like, you find that there is a race that gets to have more opportunities simply because of their color.
Then there'd be power inequality, whereas usually it's based on how much money you have. So let's say the rich, they have more money, they have more power, and they take advantage of those who have less money and less power, and they exploit it. I'd say then that could result as well in modern slavery, where, for example, in the rich, they take advantage of the possibility to exploit people, not only adults, but children as well.
But what our listeners might not know is that modern slavery disguises bigger problems in our society than we think. It portrays how our systems are still unequal. Otherwise, every individual, no matter where they're from or their economic capacity, would have an equal opportunity to work in a decent job. When doing our research, we found out that there are several types of inequality: gender, social, political, and environmental. But the thing is, modern slavery is in each of those categories, making it so complicated to calculate it properly. Some NGOs and institutions have tried to find a solution to this problem, but still, it is quite complicated because, again, it is something that is hidden in plain sight. What we want from our listeners to get out of this podcast is to understand that modern slavery is a problem and how it is so connected to inequality. And we want our listeners to start taking proactive actions. You'd be so surprised how much you can help. Now, without taking the spotlight for too long, I'll introduce myself. My name is Aitana. And with Rachelle, Tal, and Daniel, we will discuss and debate the topic of modern slavery and reduced inequality. So if that's okay, guys, I'd like to start by asking some questions. See, slavery is such a concept that brings us back to older times, thinking about like the slavery, the plantations, and in agriculture, but it is something that is modern as well. There is observed modern slavery, but how can we really define it? Maybe Tao, you can help me with that.
Yes, thank you, Aitana. So there is no strict definition of modern slavery. It can be used to refer to a whole lot of social issues of injustice, and these are not strictly defined by law. It includes human trafficking, includes forced labor, and also issues of forced marriages. So there's a lot of force, violence, coercion that is involved in modern slavery, and it's also a hidden crime. This is how it goes on for long periods of time and also across many industries in many countries, developed and developing as well, and as well as in households, we find modern slavery as well. So in essence, it's about maybe one person or maybe a group of people depriving another person of their freedom primarily for making profits or personal gain.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That is very clarifying. Moving on to another question. See, when we talk about modern slavery, we also try to think of like reasons and explanations for it, and trying to observe some patterns or some variables that help the existence of this factor. How do modern slavery and inequality are related, or if inequality is even related to modern slavery at all?
I think very good question. Well, as this podcast in general is about sustainable development goal number 10, about reducing inequality, modern slavery and inequality are very much related to each other. As Tao said during the end of his definition, it's about one person or a group of persons having control over another person or depriving another person of their freedom. So that in itself implies injustice between these two people or these two groups of people, where there's one group clearly dominating over another group or person. So in that sense, it's very much related to inequality.
But hearing you guys talk, the same question comes back into my mind. What really is modern slavery? What makes slavery modern, or what makes modern slavery modern? If you can understand my confusion, maybe Danielle, you can help me with it.
Yes, of course. And you're completely right. When we think about slaves, we imagine ancient times and we think that perhaps it's over. We don't have this problem anymore. But well, it has this additional name, modern. And what it means? What is different? Basically, nowadays, everywhere it's illegal, right? So it makes the slavery less obvious. It's more hidden. It's a hidden crime. Of course, for this crime to appear, there has to be some corruption in the system. And what it makes modern also is that if it's a hidden crime, there is no obvious fight against it. I would also like to share professor of contemporary slavery idea. Kevin Bales mentioned this fact about modern slavery, that nowadays the slaves are cheap as never. You can acquire a person for $5 or $10 in India market, whereas in ancient times, they was much more expensive, and thus it was valued much more. This makes a nowadays slave a disposable person, given that it costs not that much, and slaveholders do not value enslaved persons so much.
What I'm thinking of now is like older types of slavery. Were the slaves valued then?
I think not as per value that we have in our mind. Mm. They were not valued as human creatures. Mm-hmm. But the value, perhaps, that I mean is the price. Mm. They costed much more. And of course, then the slaveholders probably took care to keep alive the slave, that it would bring the profit.
How can we locate modern slavery? If we could point at a map and say, here we can observe modern slavery, could that actually be possible?
Well, there will be a lot of dots on the map, I'm afraid. Because unfortunately, it's a problem that we see all over the world. So it's not only a problem that's happening in developing countries where there might be a lack of legislation or where the police is not able to follow up on that legislation, but something we see everywhere. I found that in Belgium, where we are recording this podcast, there is an indicated number of around 23,000 slaves at the moment. This information comes from the Global Slavery Index. We will put a link in the show notes so you can also see how many slaves there are in the country that you're from, because unfortunately they are in every country.
Yes, you are completely right, Rochelle. And I was doing a little investigation. What is the situation in UK, a very developed country, right? It was surprising that UK invests a lot into fight against slavery. And just 2019, I read about a case after 4 years in trial. There was the whole slavery gang network was finally put to their punishment. And it was surprising to see how their system worked. So they basically imported people from Poland to England, and they took away their documents. They put people in a house and kind of forced them going into the debt because of the food, everything. They even used alcohol as the tool to develop a dependency to slaveholders, and then they used them to all kind of works. So even in UK, the statistics shows that more and more slavery networks are being detected, which is good that the fighting gives results, but it also gives a certain danger flag, you know? It's here. It's just next to us.
Yeah, you guys are both absolutely right, but there's a trend to it, right? I mean, in the developed countries, it's mainly about modern slavery in terms of consumption. That's what pushes modern slavery in the developed countries, as compared to maybe the developing countries, where it's more about the governance and the structure of the laws that enable such an environment to exist. For example, maybe in Northwestern Africa, where it's more of like a cultural thing, someone is born into slavery, they don't have a choice, they are born into it, and then it's a vicious cycle, an intergenerational cycle that just continues to go on. And maybe in governments like North Korea, that are authoritarian and restrictive, we have like 1 in 10 people that are slaves, that are forced to do like slave work. So I think for me, it has something to do with trends of maybe government legislation as well as cultural aspects to it.
But what I'm wondering then is, we're saying that the UK, for example, but also other developed countries, to put it like that, they have quite strong legislation, they have laws put in place to try to prevent it. How is it possible that it still happens?
I think the driven factor for it is the economical benefit that the slave holders receive. The profit is greater than the punishment that they can receive. Because I was also surprised to the punishment they received. The same people who were enslaving Polish people, they received 3 to 10 years of prison, which I think is kind of not adequate punishment. So perhaps the benefit still outcomes the punishment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that's also so right. Remember, you mentioned something about how the cost of slaves is just very low compared to the benefits. So yeah, it has to do with the benefits and the profits that accrue from such a small investment in slaves, so to speak.
Yeah, what I now also think about it, I read somewhere that it's mainly the very vulnerable people who fall into these, I want to say traps, because it's often migrants coming from other countries, so they don't have a network, they don't know the language, maybe they find themselves in a new place, so they're more vulnerable for exploitative ways of doing labor.
Yeah, indeed, it's completely the dehumanization and the objectification of individuals. Those slaves are just seen as means of production, as a little point in the supply chain.
So the thing is, how can we break this cycle? What are institutions and NGOs doing to tackle this issue?
Yeah, so there are several organizations in general that try to fight modern slavery. They're mainly NGOs, like the World Free Organization that makes the Global Slavery Index, and they try on all different levels to try to stop or at least reduce the amount of modern slaves through all different sorts of projects. So that's NGO-based, but there's also national legislation. So for example, in the UK or in the Netherlands or in Australia, there are laws specifically targeting modern slavery.
In European Union, Rochelle, do you think that in terms of effective work, effective tackling of the issue, do you think that NGOs are more effective than governments per se because they do a more active work instead of legislative work?
I think it's the reason that it could work better is that legislation is very from the top down. So they have legislation coming from like the highest level of governance, and they try to find a way to let it apply to all. While the NGOs, they have a more bottom-up approach. So they really go into the streets and they really try to tackle more individual problems. And I think in doing so, they are quite effective because people holding slaves, they work more in the where the gaps are of the law. So they're really trying to
come around.
Come around.
Until now, we've discussed the definition of modern slavery, where it can be observed, and what are the organizations doing about it. But I think it would be interesting to talk about what can we do about it. We as individuals, we as students, we as members of a community, what can we do to help and reduce modern slavery?
Well, I think for me, after reading about this, and maybe also if you feel that after listening to this podcast, it can be quite daunting, because even in countries where there is a lot of legislation, it still happens. But I think you've already taken the first step, and that's being aware of it, like knowing it's a problem. It's not something that only happens, like it's not something from the past, but it's something that still happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, also to add to that, I think maybe the next thing you can do is to be aware of what you consume and how you consume it. I mean, we could check the supply chains of maybe your favorite foods, your favorite clothes. You could check the supply chains, find out maybe under what conditions were they produced and how much of those conditions contribute to slavery, because much of modern slavery is driven by demand.
And let's not forget your duty as a person, duty as a citizen. If you spot any fishy activities, or you can even indicate people that are being kept in servitude, the danger flags for you could be the person doesn't have documentation and he shows signs of distress, malnourishment. He usually sleeps where he works and shows untreated injuries, because they usually avoid going to the medical care institutions. So if you spot any of these red flags, there are multiple organizations that accept anonymous messages.
Yes, I completely agree with you, Danielle. It's so important to report and to try to make an effort as a citizen so this situation does not occur. I think if we could summarize what we could do to tackle this issue.
Be aware.
Think about your consumer choices.
Notice and report it.
Once again, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope our listeners had an enriching and eye-opening experience. We have provided a list of documents that are accessible to everyone, if one may want to keep digging and discovering about the modern slavery and inequality. Feel free to check it out. We now say goodbye to you all. We wish you happy holidays, and we wish you to stay safe during COVID times. Goodbye.